Welcome to Morsi Therapy Podcast. My name is Brian Morsi. Welcome to today's podcast. I have a very special guest, which is the same guest I had last time. She done such an amazing job. I asked her, well, I didn't have much of a choice, but I asked her to come back. So my wife, Tammy, is back. And you want to say hello this morning?
Good morning.
Okay, so we talked about marriage last time, and I don't think we had a real agenda or really anything that was pretty much said. I think at first we thought we'd just have a one podcast, I think. I don't think we really looked into going into two, but the more we got to thinking about it, you know, we thought about different things we could do with it and possibly even incorporate her in a couple of my podcasts. So here she is today with me.
Not to mention 20 years is hard to fit into one podcast, too.
Yeah, but I don't think it was going for the full 20. Yeah. So anything with that being said, we are on vacation this week. Thank goodness. Well Definitely. Needed. We needed it.
Much needed. Much needed.
Yeah. So we needed it. And as you can tell by maybe the title of this podcast, it is about communication. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that are important in a marriage. And there's a lot of things, you know, when you have or if you have pre-counseling before you get married. There are, they tell you there are three main things that they talk about, or not talk about, but there are three main things that people fuss or fight over in a marriage. And do you know what those are?
Communication.
Without looking, okay, well, communication is one
Definitely
of them.
Definitely money.
Money, and?
Well, I know what you wrote down.
Oh, okay, well, the third being sex.
Yep.
We that one we haven't really had any.
We've never had any issues in that department.
But the first two definitely we had. Communication being probably, would you say, our first? And don't forget talking to the microphone. I have to get on to you about that one. So, I mean, it was probably.
I mean, I think early on it was maybe the fine. Well, communication was big in the beginning too. We just didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, and that is a process that is taken over time for sure. I know when we...
I think learning to slow down and listen to each other, part of communication. I don't think we had a problem communicating. I think it was listening to the other person.
Or in their thoughts and their input and... You know, because, you know, most of it starts out to if there is a communication. And I guess the breakdown of communication happens when, you know, you've got your ideas, I have my idea, and we don't agree on the same idea, which is not a bad thing. I mean, you are two different people with ideas that are different, obviously. Which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. If you had everything that you thought identical and you agreed on everything, life would be boring. It would not be, you know, something to look forward to each and every day and actually grow and expand off of. But, yeah, so communication starting out, I would say, was our first – that was probably our first – year. I mean, they say, I guess, I don't know. We are not therapists anyway. The only reason this podcast is even named Morsi Therapy is because podcasting is therapy for me. So that's basically the derivative or meaning of this name of the podcast. Not to mention, I think we liked the way it sounded.
Yeah.
So, so thinking back when we first got married... the two main things, well, let me say this first, that they say your first year of marriage and your I don't know, your 10th year, maybe?
10th year.
Is the two hardest ones, which in our marriage, it was definitely the two main ones that we had issues with. First one was you are now married, and you have your ideas of things, the way they should go, and I have my idea. And it's not like we, you know, it's not like we met and then 2 weeks later we got married. We did have a lot of communication, but there's some things you just don't think of prior to marriage.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, we did a lot of talking. I mean, we talked a lot in the beginning before we even really went out, but I just think we didn't. We brought a lot into our marriage, a lot of baggage.
A lot of baggage, which is, now, is that something that, you know, people can, I guess, is it better to, well, you don't really know that you carry on baggage until you get into issues and problems with the marriage, but do you try to handle that baggage beforehand? I mean, I guess it's something you really don't think about unless you are going through some kind of couples therapy or couples.
I mean, it's hard not to carry into, I mean, because we touched a little bit on it last time, but I left such a bad relationship. And in my eyes, anything negative that you kind of did, I painted you as that same monster.
Yeah.
And my walls of defense came up, my communication barriers went down, and it was just, I ran. I ran for a good portion of our marriage, the beginning part. I ran from communication. I ran from problems because I felt you were trying to manipulate me like had been done in the past to me.
You bring things into a marriage subconsciously, and you do not actually think that you're, maybe you're unaware of what you're actually doing. And you know, I did that with previous relationships as well. So, yeah, communication our first year was a issue because you learn a lot about the other person. You're going through every day rather than, you know, when you see them on weekends or you see them periodically throughout the week. You don't run into your everyday life, you know.
Those life experiences.
And then you have, you know, things that when you are together as husband and wife and you're sharing the same, you know, house, there are some pet peeves involved, which you have to work your way through. And there are some, you know, just things that you have to work through, especially in your first year. Your first year is a hard year. Yeah, you can get along great, but have an interaction with the person each and every day, you're going to come up with some kind of a thing that you don't like about the other person, or you don't like their ideas or their thoughts or anything like that on that. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, most definitely.
What are you trying to say? Do you have something you want to expound on? That's okay. We can always cut this out.
No, I just, you're right. I mean, that happens. I mean, you're talking about another individual. They're not you. They don't have your same thought process at the exact moment, your feelings at that exact moment. You know, you could be having a very bad day and you come in and your spouse is not having a bad day and resting on the couch, and it just irritates you until no end. You know, little things like that.
Is that a recent? Is that a recent?
No, that was probably more back when I had monthly
issues. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, communication is your main key. And a lot of people, when they talk things out, in some cases, it's not exactly talk. I mean, do we ever have really?
No, but I think you now we can kind of sense when each other's off now, even before it gets to a point, because we typically can, you know, what's going on.
Yeah,
you seem a little off.
Yeah, we had growing pains. I remember that.
Yeah,
and I guess that's with time, yes. But I'm talking about, you know, when you did have, or I had issues that you know, I'm trying to think if we had like really heated conversation. I think we've had we had a couple. I mean, I think everybody does sooner or later about one thing. And it's always, you know, in the beginning, it's always about the person trying to make sure their point is being laid out there. And when, I guess in the beginning, when you don't agree with the other person, you tend to discount their thoughts and their ideas, and it's not your own. So you're like, yeah, no, we're not agreeing. We're not meshing. And the first thing we did, not necessarily a lot of people, but we did in the beginning is, you know, you spout off what you have to say in the situation. And when you do, that's pretty much it, you know. And when you do that, and the other person doesn't agree, we went through a shutdown. So you would shut down, I would shut down. There would be no communication. We would just basically just go our separate ways in the house until we got past it. Or
I would usually clean.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it was, I remember, you know, different conversations that we would have, and they just weren't productive.
Not by any means, no.
Yeah. And I think that basically over time, I want to say that people actually learn from that, but I don't necessarily know that that is true for all people or all couples. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are with someone and is it a maturity level, would you say? I guess
it's maturity. I think it's love. I mean, I love you more today than I did yesterday. You know, I think that we, even now, like if I walk in and have a bad day and you sense that, you immediately, baby, what's wrong? What can I do for you? You know, how can I help you?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I get now from you, you know, and that's genuine, that's love, that's caring for another individual, you know, even more than yourself sometimes, because you do that. You lift up me, you lift up our girls, you do that on the daily for us. You know, and that's where I think a lot of it, you know.
So what would you say some of the things, and I know the number one thing, but what would you say some of the things that we would have our, as your mom would call it, intensive times of fellowship? what would you say the number one thing that we have fought about as a married couple? And I know what you're going to say.
Definitely finances. But
money.
But it really extends from communication, because, you know, you like to save money, I like to spend money. But at the same time, in my mind, I'm taking care of our family, because each one of you have different needs. And at every given moment, I mean, the girls come in all the time. I need this, I need that. You know, you say stuff. You know, in my mind, I have a checklist and I'm just knocking the stuff off. And sometimes I forget to communicate certain things to you. And then you're like, well, why didn't you tell me about this? And at the time, I don't think about it, you know. And in the past, I would immediately shut down when you would go through our bills or do our finances, because you would question, you know, and I felt, I don't know how to describe how I felt.
Threatened.
Because, like,
you worked as well as you once put it. Yes. You work too. You work hard too.
I do work very hard. But mentally.
Still that, you know, you still have to be on the same page as far as budgeting and stuff like that. And without that falls back to communication as well.
That's what I'm saying is, but through the years, I think that's been our biggest. And for me to take the time, I guess, to really stop and start to think about from your point of view, you're not questioning me because you think I'm out just blowing money. You are trying to be the leader of our family and keep a handle on our finances. You are looking for our future, you know, so it's a balance of us communicating just so you know where we're at, what I'm doing, what's on my plate, what I need to spend for our family. You need to know that.
Yeah. So is, I would say definitely that we did not, and we're far from perfecting anything, but we really didn't resolve our communication issues until, I mean, how long would you say? And it's just not, when you say recent, that's not good enough. I mean, and even if you were to say 2 years, I would still think that's not good enough. I would say closer to maybe 4 years, maybe.
I was going to say five. I was going to say 4 to 5 years, I think, is when we really started turning around with our communication and slowing
down. Yeah, because year one and year 10 were both rough years, but blessings came out of both. And then, yeah, I would say probably around year 15. Yeah. And it was a process. I mean, because you learn so much, but I think it finally came to the point. And the point was that, you know, you have your opinion, I have my opinion, and rather than shutting down and walking your separate ways in the house, we came to the agreement, or to, I guess it was an agreement or an idea or whatever, to move forward by talking it out, you know. Having sometimes, you know, having difficult conversations with your spouse, as far as, you know, if they don't agree with your ideas, why is it? Why is it the way they think the way they do? Why is it that, what is their idea? What is the reasoning behind it? And talk through those ideas and come up with a solution. And it's give and take. It's not a one side is right, or one side is always right. And I know that some people think that, you know, the man is the head of the household, which I totally agree with that as far as spiritually, but as far as the man being always right, I'm a guy. I don't believe that to be right. I mean, if you're old enough and you're getting any wiser in your old age, you know that you're not always right. But I think that hearing the other side out and talking through it helps. And I think that has helped us become a lot stronger.
Well, I think for me too, I was a bottler. You know, my mom was a bottler, my sister, we bottle, and we move full steam ahead. We just, you know, things happen, we will just bottle it up and we go, and then we explode. I've gotten out of that. You know, it's been a long time, but I was like that really bad in the first part of our marriage.
Yeah, I was trying to say how far back that, I mean, because I can remember certain things that one of the communication issues, and I'm not putting you out on Front Street or anything like that, but one of the things were when we would have a disagreement, I think it was inside our first year, when we would have a disagreement, you would automatically just want to run.
Yeah.
And
that was,
and I finally came to a point and I'm like, you know, we're grown people.
Yeah.
That we have to get past this.
Well, I think for me, I was protecting myself. I was so scared of being manipulated and hurt like I was previous. I mean, he really took me to a very dark place, not healthy place with me individual and how I looked at myself. And so, and it took me a long time to understand that you were not him, you know, and your actions, it wasn't out of hate. It was out of love. It was out of, you know, trying to understand. And, you know, it took me a long time to overcome all of that.
And one thing too, you know, when you're having discussions and things with your wife, that it's not a competition. There is no winner in the match. Only your marriage is the winner in the match, because, you know, that's the first thing. You know, you basically want to get your point across. You want to show that your idea, your thought is right and theirs is not. In some cases, not always, but in some cases, or at least in the beginning, like ours was. And, you know, there just had to be a winner. And that's not the way it is. There is no, the only winner is the strength, you know, strengthening your marriage and moving forward and getting past it and growing. So, yeah, I mean, that is the biggest key, is talking things out.
It's hard. It's definitely hard. I mean, marriage is hard work and giving every single day.
Yeah, because, I mean, previous to marriage, I mean, you are basically have thought nothing more than yourself pretty much your whole life. You know, when you're getting out from underneath your parents, you're not, you know, it's basically your way or no way. I mean, because you make your own decisions and you like the way things are being done because it's your way and mm-hmm. you don't consider somebody else being in the equation. But, you know, so I would say by far communication was a big thing for us, was a big breakthrough for us. And it has got us to where we are, where we're at today. And I am grateful. I'm thankful because learning to talk through things has made us stronger, I believe.
Definitely.
And not only that, but keep in mind a key component to all marriage. And I know there's exceptions to the rule. I get that. But our key component is having God in the center of our marriage and putting Him first and not, you know, not necessarily our spouse. You know, you think that the spouse is, you know, you put that spouse or kids in some cases. I mean, you know, some marriages put their kids above any and everything. And that is not the way the lineup works. It's God first, your spouse second, kids last. And that's just the way things are.
Yeah, because when them kids are grown and out the house, who's going to be left?
Yep. And don't get me started. This is for a different podcast, but don't get me started on, yeah, my kids are my best friend. I don't. Don't get me wrong. I love my kids to death, but they are not my best friend. Yeah. The person that is my best friend is standing right next to me. And my best friend in this life that God chose and gave me, and I'm very thankful for each and every day. And so, yeah, that is coming to the end of this podcast. If you like these marriage podcasts, you know, reach out, let us know. You can reach out via email, via Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are on LinkedIn, several different places. Don't hesitate to reach out and let us know your thoughts and maybe something you might want us to reach out or maybe do a podcast on. So with that being said, you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
We will see you on the next one. Don't forget to follow, like, and listen. You can find us on all the major platforms, including our page on Facebook and Instagram. And you can email me at morseytherapy@gmail.com.